Okay, I've got the recording started, and I am going to walk you all through one of my favorite protocols today. And one of the things that I enjoy most about this one is that you can experience it while you're here in the room. And I have learned that when I experience something, when I'm on the receiving end, and it's not someone just talking at me, it's someone actually walking me step by step through the protocol. It equips me to then walk others through it as well. So if you are a practitioner, if you are a change worker of any kind, I think that you're going to love this because it's going to equip you to share it with others as well. So the reason that I created this protocol, and I didn't create this protocol. This is a protocol that exists in many places. And I remember as a little girl, I would sit in church and there was this Bible verse that I would hear. I believe it's in Ecclesiastes, where Solomon said 2,000 years ago, there is nothing new under the sun. And so this is one of those protocols. It is not my invention. I do not take any rights for it, but this has been influenced by some NLP protocols. The first one that comes to mind is the Circle of Excellence. It's also been influenced by a book called The Alter Ego Effect by Todd Herman. And as I've played around with this protocol, I've just realized that it's a really powerful way to change your state in a way that is fun and playful and highly effective, which I really think when we do things in a fun and playful way, that is the most effective way of doing it. The unconscious mind, the part of us that tends to make us feel stuck, is, I really believe it's a nonverbal part. It responds better to imagination than to logic and words and reasoning. So, I'm just going to pull my notes up really quickly because I want to walk you through this. This is going to be a step-by-step walkthrough. And I think what I'll do is I'll walk you through it first and then I'll outline the steps. So, if you're taking notes or if you want to share this with your own clients or patients or whatever, whoever it is that you work with, or even just with friends or family members, you'll have a system for bringing them to this awesome place. So, I want to preframe what we're going to do is help a person who has been struggling, and this you can really apply this to just about any area of your life. If a person has been struggling with depression or a feeling of sadness or heaviness, and that's really, I have been having so many people reach out to me lately telling me that they are struggling with feelings of depression or sadness. I believe it was either I think 2 days ago was Suicide Awareness Day, and I have such a heart for helping people who struggle in this way. And a big reason is because I have struggled with depression my entire life. I'm 47 years old, and I would say at least 4 decades of my existence have been spent struggling with depression. I've been diagnosed with severe clinical depression multiple times. I have been in therapy for years and years. I've read all the books. I've tried the medications, and none of it was effective until I learned hypnosis. And I learned hypnosis to help myself with weight struggles. I had struggled with my weight most of my life. It's really interesting, actually, for me how those two went hand in hand, the depression and the weight issues. And so as I was learning hypnosis, like I said, I was just doing it to, kind of almost for vanity reasons, because I wanted to stop struggling with my weight and with the underlying guilt and shame and sense of hopelessness that came with not being able to get a handle on my weight. And what I discovered is that this magical side effect occurred from me learning hypnosis, and that was that I learned how to step out of decades of depression. And this is the most controversial thing I think that I talk about. And whenever I mention depression, I have other people say, oh, you can't help people with depression. That's a clinical diagnosis and you're not allowed to touch that. And I'm so passionate about this that I'm willing to have people judge me for saying I can't help your depression. I can't show you how to step out of it. I just realized my microphone is far away as I'm speaking. Okay, here we go. But I can show you how to unlock the part of you that has been stuck in depression. This is true for sadness, for fear, for anger, for anxiety, any kind of a negative thing that you've been dealing with and that you felt trapped in. This protocol is going to give you the tools to stepping out of that and to stepping into a place of beauty. You know, if it's a person struggling with depression, step into a place of peace and comfort and safety and optimism and joy and vitality. So when a person is struggling with a behavior, a way of showing up in the world, we can think of these as ego states. So this is called the alter ego protocol. And the way my teacher, Mike Mandel, explains this, and he has different ways of explaining it, but my favorite way that he explains it is he says, we have all these different ways of showing up in the world. This is not multiple personalities. Every single human has these characteristics. So if you think about the way that you behave when you're, I see Charles here. So I think of Charles on a bike ride and he's out in nature and he can feel his legs pumping and he can feel the breeze on his face and he can maybe smell the trees around him. And he's just in this beautiful, peaceful ego state. So if you think about doing your favorite thing and you're just maybe like in a state of flow or a sense of zen, that is authentically you. That is an ego state. That is, it's actually a physical, if you could get the right equipment, you could actually see the physical wired in neural pathway that lets a person be in that flow state, that lets a person just feel that sense of calm and serenity. If you think about the way you behave when you're playing with a small child or a puppy, or, you know, my youngest daughter has a kitten that just puts her in this really playful, happy state. That is authentically you. You have a part of you that knows how to be playful and lighthearted and joyful. And then if you think about going into a job interview, a really important job interview, and you spend all this time to present yourself just in a certain way, and you think really hard about how you're going to answer the questions, this is also a part of you that is authentically you. So when I hear someone say, I just want to be myself, sometimes that statement rubs me the wrong way because we all have these different ego states. Science actually shows that each one of us has about 130 different ways that we can show up in the world, from playful and joyful and chill and calm to depressed or angry or anxious or frustrated or impatient. And there's one rule. So you can think of all of these different ego states like kids in a classroom, but there's a rule to this classroom, and that is that only one kid can stand in front of the classroom at a time. So if happy kid is in the front of the classroom, depressed kid is sitting down. And if anxious kid is in the front of the classroom, calm kid is sitting down. And so this alter ego protocol is going to teach you to choose your own adventure. It's going to teach you how to call the kid that you would like to the front of the classroom anytime you want. So if you're in a place where you're feeling anxious or stressed out or frustrated, you can learn how to bring, you know, calm, cool, and collected Zen riding your bike in the breeze kid to the front of the classroom whenever you would like. And you're going to do it by using your imagination. As I mentioned earlier, I believe that imagination is the best way to create unconscious shifts, because the unconscious is a nonverbal part of us that doesn't respond to like reasoning and logic and common sense, but it loves our imagination. So again, this is heavily influenced by the book, The Alter Ego Effect by Todd Herman. He is not a hypnotist, but I think he is a hypnotist. He just doesn't realize it. And a lot of people, when they hear this, they think that it is faking it till you make it. But guess what? It is actually impossible to fake it till you make it. And that is because we cannot pretend to utilize something that is not authentically ours. So if you have ever experienced confidence, even for a split second, that is an authentic part of your personality. That is a kid in the classroom. Perhaps you've just gotten used to showing up in a way, with insecurity, and you have gotten so used to bringing an insecure kid to the front of the classroom at different moments that you feel like you're faking it if you act like you're confident. Chase Hughes, one of my podcast guests, says that really what it is, it's just about giving yourself permission. And another of my podcast guests, Cliff Ravenscraft, says that it's about having the courage to show up with confidence. So I'll probably talk a lot about confidence in this protocol, but if you can insert the thing that you need here. So let's say you struggle with feeling anxiety. What would you like to feel instead of anxiety? Would it be a sense of calm or a sense of peace or a sense of safety? Perhaps you struggle with anger or having a short fuse, and what you would like instead is to have a sense of patience or a sense of just presence and knowing that everything is going to be okay and you don't have to jump in and control it. I speak that from experience. You know, when I had small kids, I struggled with patience. So the first step in this I'll walk you through it and then I'll go through step by step. So what I'd like you to do is think about a frustrating behavior that you have been experiencing. Perhaps it could even be an addictive behavior, like craving some substance, or it could be anxiety or sadness and depression. Just think about a place where you would like to receive a breakthrough today. And what if you are on this call today or watching or listening to this replay because this is the moment of your breakthrough? So let's just step into that imagination, step into the intention to get that breakthrough, and think about the area of your life where you're needing that breakthrough. And now, what I'd like you to do is bring your hands to your heart. Even though I can't see you right now, just do this with me. And just, if you're in a place where you can do this, just feel the sensation of your hands against your chest. And I'd like you to imagine that there is above you a beautiful, radiant, healing light. And that as you breathe, you are breathing in from this heart space, and you are actually breathing that light in through your body. Feel that light entering the top of your head, moving down through your face, through your neck, your shoulders, breathing in light through your torso, even light radiating through and nourishing your internal organs, light moving down through hips and legs, all the way into your feet and toes, through arms and hands and into fingers. And just continue to breathe in light through that heart space. And I'd like you to imagine that this light is connecting everyone who's here in this clubhouse room. And if you're watching or listening to the replay, this light does not know time or space. So you can just feel this now. Just experience this safety. And as you realize that you are safe, you can go ahead and relax your hands down. And as you realize that you are safe, I want you just to allow yourself to feel that negative emotion that you are ready to release today. If it's anger, I want you to think about the last time you experienced that anger and go back into that moment. If it's depression, I want you to think about the last time you were really struggling with that feeling and just go back into that specific moment in time in your imagination from this safe place, in this safe space, and just be there now, seeing what you saw, hearing what you hear while you're in this place, and feeling what you feel when you're struggling with this emotion. It's as if you're right there looking through your own eyes. And I just want you to notice where in your body you feel that emotion. Okay, and now what I want you to do, if your eyes are closed, I want you to open your eyes, and I just want you to look around and find three things that are blue in the space around you. If it's hard to find three blue things, you can pick any color. Because what this does is, I mentioned earlier, two things can't be in the same place at the same time. So you can't be thinking about two things at the same time. So this is going to snap you out of that being in that place where you just were, that negative place, into the right now. So three things that are blue, perhaps red or white. And now what I'd like you to do is just ask yourself, and I'm going to ask this question, and I want you to notice the first thing that comes to mind. If that negative emotion was something that you could easily set to the side or allow to just dissipate and dissolve, what positive emotion would you like to have in its place? And just notice what starts to bubble up from the surface. Perhaps it's peace. Perhaps it's patience. Perhaps it's just stillness. Perhaps it's the knowledge that you are okay. Just make a mental note of what it is that you would like to experience instead. And it's really important that you don't think to yourself, well, I won't feel frustrated anymore. I won't feel sad anymore. I won't feel angry anymore. Because all of those things actually create an image for the unconscious mind of the thing you don't want. That's not how the unconscious mind works. Instead, you want to create a mental image of what you do want. So instead of anger, patience. Instead of depression, joy. Or perhaps even instead of depression, maybe depression to joy feels like too big of a leap. What if you could just experience comfort? So make a mental note of the thing that you want to replace. And here's where we get playful. I want you to do this as your five-year-old self. Just let yourself be a little bit silly here. And I want you to think about someone who just exudes that characteristic. So perhaps if it's confidence, you would think of, I always think of Batman or even Wonder Woman. For some reason, I go to Batman, even though like Wonder Woman is my spirit animal, even though she's not an animal. Ever since I was a little girl, I've wanted to be Wonder Woman. But when I really think about confidence, I see Batman with like his chest puffed out and his cape flowing behind him. And he has that deep voice and just speaks with confidence. So think about someone that is just amazing at the characteristic that you want to have. If it's patience, you might think of Mother Teresa. And it can be a person that you know. It can be a fictional character. It can be an actor or a person that you look up to. It can be real, someone real or imagined. It doesn't matter. Because by using your imagination, you are helping your unconscious mind understand what you would like to, the attribute that you would like to utilize. Okay, so now what I would like you to do is imagine, and if you can, if you're in a space where you can physically move your eyes and imagine this, I know many people listen to Clubhouse as you're driving, and that's okay. You can just think about this while you're driving. We're always in a trance while we're driving anyway, so you can remain safe and pay attention to everything that you need to pay attention to as you drive and just listen. And those of you who are not driving, in a moment I'm going to actually invite you to move your body and to move into a different space and that in the area you're in. And so what I'd like you to do is look around you and just look at a spot where you can imagine that that person or fictional character is standing. And imagine that you can see them there with that characteristic that you want. So I could be looking and just imagine that Batman is standing across the room and I can see his cape flowing in the wind, even though there's no wind in the room. It just magically flows. And I can see his chest puffed out and I can hear the sound of his voice speaking so authoritatively. I'm an auditory processor, so I tend to hear things when I imagine them more than I see things. And so just imagine that you're looking at that person and you are noticing the way that they move their body, the way that they hold their body as they exude the thing that you want, whether it's patience or a sense of calm. Imagine that you can see them there now. Notice their facial expression. Notice the way they're breathing. And now I'd like you just to imagine, because this is just happening in our imagination, and there's no way we can know if this is really true, so you're just going to make it up and go with the first thing that comes to mind. If you could see one of those thought bubbles that you see in a cartoon, what kind of things are going through their mind? What are they saying to themselves? Batman might be saying, I've got this. Mother Teresa might be saying, this person is so precious.
Someone who is calm might simply be saying, all is well. Just notice the first thing that comes to mind when you imagine what that person is thinking, what kinds of thoughts are going through their mind as they stand there. Those of you who have heard me teach before have heard me describe this as the three B's: body language, breathing, and belief. And when you notice what your alter ego, what this character is how they are using their body, how they are breathing, and what kinds of things they are saying to themselves. That's all beliefs are. It's just our self-talk. It's not as tricky or as difficult as you think. It's just the things that you are saying to yourself. And as you notice those three B's, it allows you to, in a really cool unconscious way, flip a switch that lets you step into that. So now, if you are in a place where you can do this, I'd like you to stand up and move over into the spot where you are looking at that alter ego and step into their body and let yourself feel what it's like to take on that body language. Hold your body in the way that that person holds their body when they are utilizing this characteristic. Let your facial expressions match their facial expressions. That's part of body language. Breathe in the way they breathe. And now try on those beliefs. Say those things to yourself from this place. Once you have those first two B's in place, the body language and the breathing, then try on that empowered belief and just notice how your body responds to that self-talk. Imagine that you are that person or that character. Let yourself be playful. Playfulness is such a powerful tool. And now what I'd like you to do is bring your hands to your heart once more. As you are feeling this, bring your hands to your heart. And the amazing thing is that what you've done is you've just created a switch. Every time you bring your hands to your heart with the intention of switching into this ego state, this alter ego, it allows you to utilize these three B's. Those three B's are a recipe for having the thing that you are needing, and you can use it in any situation. It's all about giving yourself permission to step into this. Okay, so let's practice this once more. Take your hands down. And now what I want you to do is go back and think about the situation where you were struggling, the one that we thought about at the beginning of this protocol. Put yourself back there right now and allow yourself to start to feel that negative thing again. And then I want you to bring your hands to your heart and feel this. Bring this ego state into that imagination. Bring Batman, bring Mother Teresa, whoever it is that you imagined, bring that character in by bringing your hands to your heart and notice how everything shifts with this simple switch. And now I want you to imagine the next time when this might be a problem, the next time when you might struggle with that emotion or that behavior. And I want you to imagine just bringing this switch in and noticing how everything changes when you switch your three B's and you just let yourself playfully and imaginatively switch into this alter ego. Because remember, it's not an alter ego. You are not faking it. This is an aspect of your personality. If you can see it in someone else, it actually means you can have it. We've learned all of our ways of behaving from someone else. Someone modeled insecurity for us. Someone modeled depression for us. Someone modeled anxiety or impatience or anger or frustration for us. And this is how we learned it in the first place. This is just reverse engineering the exact same process to give you a way of stepping into an empowering behavior. What's it going to be like a year from now when you have used this switch over and over and over until it has become your default kid in the front of the classroom, bringing this kid to the front of the classroom whenever you need him or her, or even it? It could be a panther or a lion or an eagle. Okay. So now I'm just going to walk you through the steps. So if you want to write this down, if you are not in a place where you can write this down, you can message me on Instagram, which you can get to by clicking on my picture here in Clubhouse, scrolling to the bottom and looking at my Instagram profile. Just send me a message there and I'll send you the replay. And what I want you to do is write down these steps if it's easy for you. So step one is just to think about the behavior that you would like to transform. So it could be an addictive behavior. If a person is experiencing cravings for any substance, you can think about someone who would be really calm and cool and collected, who would never have that craving, and just step into their three B's when you notice yourself thinking about that food or that alcohol or that drug, whatever it is, that cigarette. This protocol works for anything, you guys. It's so awesome. You will absolutely love this. So step one is to name the thing that you would like to transform, the thing that you would like to step out of. Step two is to think about what you would like to have instead. So when that craving is a thing of the past, what would you like to have in its place? It might just be a sense of being in control. It might be a sense of being lighthearted and knowing that you're okay. Anytime we reach for another substance, it's because we're trying to feel okay. We're trying to turn off something negative. And so if you could just turn that negative thing off with this protocol instead, it's incredibly liberating. So think about the thing that you would want to have instead. Step three is to think about a person or a character or even an animal that naturally exudes that characteristic, that naturally shows up in the world in that way. Step four is to imagine that you are looking at that person or character and that you are memorizing their three B's. Notice their body language, their breathing, and their belief, which is just their self-talk. And it's okay to make it up. You can't know, so you can just make it up. Give yourself permission to be playful. The more you get your body involved with this protocol, the better it works, especially if you struggle, if you're not a super strong visualizer and you might be more auditory or kinesthetic. If you move your body, if you move your eyes and pretend that you can see that person there, and then you move your body and pretend to step into their body, you'll be amazed at how your unconscious mind patterns that desire to step into a new ego state, to bring a new kid to the front of the classroom. So after you have memorized their three B's, their body language, breathing, and beliefs, then you move physically into that spot. If you're listening in your car, you could actually do this by imagining that person is sitting next to you in the passenger seat and that they get up and they sit inside your body as you're driving, and you can actually change your ego state. So if you tend to be a road rager or you tend to be stressed out while you're driving, you can actually have someone who's calm come and sit in your body and utilize that. And this is just a game that we play to let us access the part of us that knows how to use these characteristics. Okay, that's all there is to it. And then let's say the final step, and I can't even remember what number I'm on because I've been changing these steps as I go through. I think it's step four, is just to bring your hands to your heart. If you're not in a place where you can use both hands, there's another switch that you can use. In NLP, we call this an anchor. But for now, let's just say you bring your hands to your heart and you feel what it feels like to have these characteristics, what it feels like to bring this kid to the front of the classroom. And that way you can have this anytime. You don't even have to go through all those steps. Your body just starts to memorize how to quickly and easily change your state just by bringing your hands to your heart. If you're unable to bring your hands to your heart, there's another, the most common anchor in NLP is to make an okay signal with your hands, but then switch out your first finger with your ring finger. So you're making an okay symbol with your ring finger and your thumb. And this is something you can do anytime, anywhere, and nobody knows what you're doing. And it's also something that you don't really do on accident. You do it with intention. And when you're feeling that powerful, those powerful three B's of that person whose behavior you want to utilize, you can hold that anchor. And when you do this with the intention and with the desire to change your state, the body understands that intention. The most powerful words in the universe are the words that you say to yourself. And when you tell yourself, I can do this, and hold that anchor, you're going to be amazed at how the body responds. Okay, I hope this has been helpful. This has been so fun for me. I want to let you know that the reason I'm doing this room today, the reason I chose today to do this room, is because this is one of the things I'm going to be teaching in my 3-day video challenge, which happens a week. It starts a week from today, and it's only 3 days, and everybody in the challenge goes through together at the same time. And I watch every single video that people make for the 3 days. It takes a 20-minute per day investment, just a few minutes to watch the daily video assignment, and then to do the daily video assignment, and then just to come watch a couple other people's videos. And it all happens inside a private Facebook group where nobody can see your videos except the people who are in there. And I only do these video challenges. This is actually the only one I'm doing this year. The last one, I think, was in December of last year. And these are amazing experiences. So if you want to participate, the best way to do that is to go to, let me look really quickly. I haven't set it up yet. I'm going to set it up in a moment. So if you're watching this video and it's before, or listening to this audio and it's before September 22nd, you still have time. If not, it's okay. Just utilize this alter ego protocol and enjoy the heck out of it. I teach people to do this before they make a video if you feel insecure or self-conscious, and I'm going to walk you through the protocol on the 3-day video challenge. But if you go to lorihammond.club before the 20th and after 10 minutes from now, because I don't have it set up yet, but I'll do it as soon as I get off this call. That's lorihammond.club, not .com. You can sign up for that challenge. And I hope you have loved this. If you have any questions about the protocol, or if you want to share your experience with me while you were on this call listening, I would love to hear it. You can message me on Instagram if you're here on Clubhouse. You can email me at Lori, L-O-R-I, at trancypants.com, trancypants.com, and let me know there. And I hope you have an absolutely amazing day. This has been a blast for me, and I'm so grateful to every one of you who are here in this room. Have a great day, everyone. Oh, and by the way, I do these rooms every Monday and Wednesday, same time, same place, whatever time it is in your time zone at the top of the hour. I will be here again on Wednesday, and I would love to see you there.